From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. This past weekend, a 105-foot overpass on the Interstate 95 in Philadelphia collapsed after a tanker full of gasoline caught fire below the roadway. The heat weakened the steel. One person was killed. The incident could cut off a section of one of the busiest interstates in the country for months. About 160,000 vehicles travel through the roadway every day, according to state officials. Marketplace's Henry App reports.
A lot of commutes just got a lot longer, and it'll cost those drivers, says Joseph Kane at the Brookings Institution.
Time is money, and that's going to lead to huge time lost.
Not to mention all the diverted truck traffic, he says.
This is a huge disruption, and in no way could have been predicted.
Unpredictable, but not unprecedented. In 2017, a fire caused a critical portion of I-85 in Atlanta to collapse, but workers rebuilt that elevated roadway in just 6 weeks. Robert Puentes is president of the Eno Center for Transportation.
There just has to be an emphasis on speed.
Including the bidding process, he says. Tom Smith, executive director of the American Society of Civil Engineers, says an emergency can really concentrate minds.
One of the things we'd like to do is try to figure out how to have that same focus with all of our infrastructure.
Smith's organization puts out a report card every few years for the nation's infrastructure. Its latest grade for the nation's bridges, a C. I'm Henry App for Marketplace.